Thank you, Bryce. I'm here at the Blockhouse for another Lotus Live session, and I'm here with Jamie Stone's Lomax Project. Thank you guys so much for coming today. They'll be playing at 10:35 tonight at the First Presbyterian Church, and at the same time tomorrow night, and they will also be holding a Lotus in the Park workshop at the IU Global Education Pavilion at 2:40 on Saturday. Let's go ahead and start off with a song.
I read the Bible through and through, rest of history too. Couldn't find nobody to tell me what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me, tell me, tell me. I want somebody to tell me what is the soul. Say I think it's history, some say it's out of sight. Oh, they always argue the scripture, but no one knows what's right. I want somebody to tell me.
You're listening to Jamie Stone's Lomax Project live on WFHB. Again, they'll be performing at Lotus at 10:35 at the First Presbyterian Church both today and tomorrow, and they'll be holding their Lotus in the Park workshop at the IU Global Education Pavilion Saturday at 2:40 p.m. thank you all again for coming in today. And let's go around, and who do we have on the stage today?
That's Margaret Glaspie singing and playing the guitar, Sumaya Jackson playing fiddle, Joe Phillips on the double bass, and I'm Jamie Stone.
All right, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about the Lomax project itself and kind of how that came about.
Well, Alan Lomax was a folklorist who made field recordings starting in 1933, and he continued for 60-plus years, and he made over 30,000 recordings of folk songs, including here in Indiana, but all over the rural South, and eventually, as he got older and technology made it possible, he started traveling around the world collecting songs. And so we looked to the archive as kind of source material, raw material, for new collaborative arrangements, where we took these old songs that were largely gathering dust in the basement of the Library of Congress and kind of brought them to life again and tried to make them our own.
Wonderful. And tell us about the first song that you played for us today.
It's called What is the Soul of Man? And it's an old spiritual that comes from the repertoire of a woman named Vera Hall, who lived in Livingston, Alabama. She was like a maid most of her life, but used to sing in church on the weekends. And then Alan Lomax's dad recorded her in the 30s, and then he recorded her again in the 40s, and that's where we got the song from.
Excellent. All right, well, let's go ahead with another song then. What will you be playing for us next?
We're going to play a sea shanty that became ubiquitous in the late 1800s and on through the early 1900s. It's now the state song of Virginia, it's a beautiful one called Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. Cross the wide Missouri, oh, cross the way, Missouri.
You're listening to Jamie Stone's Lomax Project live on WFHB. They'll be at Lotus Festival at 10:35 at the First Presbyterian Church today and tomorrow, and they will be holding a Lotus in the Park workshop at the IU Global Education Pavilion at 2:40 p.m. on Saturday. So how did you go through decades and thousands of recordings of Alan Lomax's work and sort of choose what to arrange?
Very carefully. Yeah, I mean, it's really when Jamie kind of started this project, he came to us and just said, this is the premise. This is, you know, here are your resources. There's a website called culturalequity.org that's really amazing and full of digitized recordings that are from the archive. And for me, I mean, everyone kind of had their own process with it, but for me, it was really just kind of, at first you just kind of randomly click around and the things that you hear are kind of incredible. Once you kind of start clicking around, you kind of start to orient yourself around the things that you like. Things that I liked, for instance, on the website, they're kind of collected into different regions and categories. And so sometimes you can go by place or you can go by the name of someone. So if you know people's names or you're looking for certain artists, you can just find it on the website. And I found Vera Hall to be really amazing. She was the one who sung the first song that we played, What is the Soul of Man? And then once you're into like an artist, you kind of start to see all the collection that they contributed. And yeah, it's really just like total exploration, just kind of finding your preferences and finding the artist that you kind of prefer. And then you also just, by clicking around and being a little random with it, you can just kind of be surprised by the different things that you can find. And I know Jamie spent some time to the Library of Congress and going through all the different recordings, the actual recordings themselves, not on the computer, but sifting through recordings themselves, like reel-to-reel recordings, and I think he found a lot of different kind of surprises and treasures there as well.
Wonderful. So I think we have time for one more quick song. And what will you be playing for us next?
We're going to play a tune that was originally recorded on the Parchman Farm, which was a work prison farm in Texas, where Alan visited a couple of times with his father. And this comes from a musician named Henry Trevelyan, who was an African-American prisoner there. It's called Come On, Boys, Let's Go to Huntin'. But it's a hunting song for boys and girls, as you will find out.
Thank you.
was Jamie Stone's Lomax Project. They will be performing at 10:35 at the First Presbyterian Church tonight and on Saturday, and their Lotus in the Park workshop will be at the IU Global Education Pavilion on Saturday at 2:40. Thank you all so much for coming on the air with us today. It was great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to Area 51 for the backline equipment. Big thanks to the Blockhouse staff and to our volunteer Lotus Live crew and executive producer Jim Mannion. We'll be back at 4 with another Lotus Live session with Fun Farai, and I'll turn you back over to Bryce in the studio.